It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Van Frank. When local officials in southern Utah's Grand County declared independence from the Federal Bureau of Land Management in 1980, they took rhetoric of small government and individual freedom to a whole new level. Learn more after this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. On July 4th, 1980, hundreds gathered near Grand Staff Canyon just outside of Moab, Utah, to bulldoze a road into a wilderness study area in violation of an order from the Federal Bureau of Land Management, known as the BLM. These were not just any rabble-rousers. The Grand County Commission had approved the road, and several commissioners were present to symbolically declare independence from the BLM. One county commissioner claimed that bulldozing this road over public lands was, quote, a matter of freedom and liberty. It was a day when long simmering resentment of the federal government in rural Utah boiled over into action. This demonstration was part of a larger movement emerging in the West known as the Sagebrush Rebellion. Protesters wanted the transfer of federal lands to the states and took aim at the supposed overreach of the federal government. Much of the rebellion took place in the halls of state houses, where six Western states, including Utah, debated bills demanding the so-called return of federal lands. But since the federal lands in question had never belonged to the states, such laws were political theater and doomed to fail challenges in court. The BLM was the federal agency with the greatest direct impact on the lives of rural Westerners, so it was a natural target of ire for the Sagebrush rebels. As state politicians investigated legal avenues for land transfers, the rebellion adopted a militant tone on the ground. At a BLM public meeting further south in San Juan County, one commissioner there threatened to, quote, start a revolution. The proposed wilderness study area in Grand Staff Canyon near Moab would have restricted grazing and recreation in order to preserve the area's ecology. Locals responded to the original proposal in 1979 with vandalism, and the BLM scaled down the study area dramatically. After the 1980 bulldozer incident, the BLM backed off again, temporarily removing the study area. Later that year, Ronald Reagan won the U.S. presidency. His sympathy for the rebels and his appointment of James Watt to lead the Department of Interior quelled the protests for a time. Western politicians and rural residents still occasionally clamor for federal lands to be transferred to the states. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.